Welcome everyone to the Tuesday, February 11th City Council meeting. We always start with the Pledge of Allegiance. And Mr. Sleazer, since you're taking Eric's spot today, or Eric Jr., you can lead us in the pledge.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And I almost called for the national anthem. Would you be able to sing that for us?
Absolutely.
Okay. Next, we have roll call.
Coke.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Plocher.
Yeah.
Soling.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Terulis.
Here.
Cornels.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Very nice. Thank you. Okay, I have no amendments to the agenda. We have no presentations, is that correct?
Correct.
But we do have public hearings. We have one public hearing to be specific. So right now, I will open public hearing for the Dave Hammond Kalaka annexation and rezoning. Public hearing is now open. I think, did the petitioner want to make some comments?
Yes.
Who's here for the petitioner?
I am, sir.
Please step forward, state your name for the record, and thank you and welcome.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Kathleen West of the law firm of Donahue, Colbine, West, Gensler, Philip, Chuck, and Corrigan, and our law firm represents Kalaka. Kalaka owns three parcels of land. Two of the parcels are located south of Faxon Road and west of Catalin's Ridge subdivision. These parcels total 62 acres. Kalaka is requesting that these two parcels of land be annexed to the city and upon annexation to be zoned M2. Kalaka also owns a parcel of land located north of Route 34 and east of Edelman Road. This parcel is 50 acres in size. This parcel has been annexed to the city, and Kalaka is requesting that it be rezoned from the B3 district to the M2 district. Kalaka's properties are adjacent to both the Green Door and Daniel Smolinski properties. Both of these properties are annexed to the city and are zoned M2 for a data center. Kalaka is requesting annexation and rezoning of its properties so as to complete the assemblage for a data center campus. Kalaka has reviewed the proposed annexation agreement. Kalaka understands and agrees to the three conditions contained therein. One, that if a data center campus is not developed on the property, then the allowable M2 uses are restricted. Two, that a minimum 100-foot landscape setback be provided along the perimeter of the property. And three, that any proposed development is subject to site plan review and approval by the city. After meeting with the Catalin Ridge residents, village staff, and a couple of aldermen, Kalaka would offer the following additional conditions. The height of any structures abutting the Catalin Ridge subdivision shall not exceed 55 feet in height exclusive of mechanical equipment. Two, a 250-foot setback be provided along the Catalin Ridge property line. With the existing 35-foot setback on Catalin Ridge, that would be a total setback of 285 feet. And third, within the eastern 100 feet of the 250-foot setback, there shall be an 8 to 10-foot high landscape berm. I am available to answer any questions. I would request an opportunity to respond to any public testimony. I would ask that you close the public hearing and then continue the matter until the receipt of the Planning and Zoning Commission report. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Bart, did you have any? Or Christy?
We were going to give an overview of the property. I think the petitioner did a pretty good job of that. So, Christy, was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, there was nothing else to add.
So we have maps available for reference if needed, but otherwise I think we can go to citizen comments.
Okay. Are there any citizens who would like to comment regarding the Hammond-Kilaka annexation and rezoning? If so, step forward, state your name at the microphone, please. Thank you. And just, I should make this clear, because I'm sure a lot of you have not participated in a public hearing before. This is not a give and take. You have comments, we will listen, we'll take notes, but we're not doing a back and forth conversation at this point.
Good evening. My name is Mary Mahar Bartolone, and I live at 1171 Blackberry Shore Lane. This is the we're in the very last house along the southern border of the proposed land that is you are trying to annex. Additionally, I just want to mention that I'm also the Bristol Township Assessor, and with that comes with a great deal of experience in terms of property values, highest and best use, generally speaking, anything residential. So I've worked in that office since 2014. Prior to that, 15 years, I was a real estate appraiser in Kendall County. Prior to that, I was a realtor for 10 years. So since I graduated from college in 1990, all I've done in Kendall County is put market value on properties in one form or another. So I guess I just wanted to throw that out there, because when I come forth with my opinion, it is very well qualified. I stand in firm opposition of the annexation of the two parcels that is bordering Kylan's Ridge and also Blackberry Shore Lane. So in the presentation by the petitioner, the only development that was even mentioned was Kylan's Ridge. The concession regarding the setbacks was only with regards to Kylan's Ridge, so we were left out completely with that. Actually, the application itself didn't even include the mention of the use of land of the adjacent property to the south, which it just says A1 agricultural, when in fact it is residential properties. So the reason I stand in firm opposition of this annexation and rezoning is, well, rezoning because of the M2. If it were to be something else, it would be acceptable to the people who live surrounding this area. But this property, this little triangle of land, and I'm not talking about the one that is on the border of Route 34 in El Domain, that's completely different, but these two parcels that is forms a triangle has residential properties on two full sides, plus a creek and another farm on the other side of that. And whenever there's a piece of land that is surrounded by that, and it's almost in its entirety, it should remain the same sort of zoning that is adjacent to it. So that would be residential, not manufacturing, not commercial even, or maybe some mixed use or some sort of plan, but definitely not a manufacturing building that people who live there are going to be staring right at day in and day out. And I feel pretty well qualified in saying these sorts of things in an unbiased fashion, because I've also stood up in front of this council and stood in support of the M2 zoning and data center plans that are being proposed along El Domain Road and Route 34. And I have to do that even grudgingly, because we border the Daniels property. That is our western border of our property line itself. And I have to sit here and accept that, and I do, because that is the highest and best use of that land. It would have been nice if it had been what it was originally proposed for, which is a huge residential and commercial development, but, you know, life as it is, and I get that. But when it comes to this little triangle of land that is bordered on three sides by residential properties, there's no business of that property being anything other than residential. And I think that every single person in this room would agree with me 100%. So when you get to that little part of your analysis where you have to answer the question, does it negatively affect the property values of the adjacent properties? Yes, it does negatively affect those property values, very much so. So that is pretty much where I come to my conclusion of my opinion. And just as a footnote, if for some reason you do end up thinking, well, we're going to annex this property and we're going to make it a part of this data center, there was discussions from the developer that this property could be like a retention area, a runoff for the buildings that are adjacent to it. Probably the people in this room, including myself, if we had to stare at a pond or runoff from the buildings, well, that's not as bad, but if you're going to go that route, then there's absolutely no reason you can't put very strict annexation requirements, and I mean more than 250 feet. It should be more like 400-foot setback on those buildings, and 100-foot berm. And so at the meeting that we had with the developer, the lawyer said absolutely not to that. So then that makes me wonder if they really are in favor of using that area for retention. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. That's down the line, of course. But I guess that's where I'd like to end, just that I oppose it 100%. And if you do go forward, you have to at least give this special little triangle much more consideration than any of the other properties that are on busy roadways, that it makes more sense. That's all I have to say.
Thank you for your comments. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak? Step forward, state your name, please.
Good evening. My name is Brian. I live on 1131 Blackberry Shore Lane with my wife and two small children. Some of you may know me from our correspondence previously via email to express my concerns and ask a few questions about the hearing process. There's been a dark cloud hanging over our neighborhood since we received our notices of annexation rezoning proposal, Hammond Kalaka LLC. The reason my neighbors and I are here are due to the proximity of the proposed annexation rezoning of south of Faxon and west of Iroquois Lane. As you can see the proposal aerial map, 23 existing residents will be directly impacted, as well as hundreds of residents who live in Kylan Ridge and Kendall Marketplace. If you haven't already, I encourage you to take a short drive to the requested area and see how close this proposal is to many of our homes. The Yorkville City Administrator, Bart Olson, was quoted, "I don't think this city council or future city councils will allow a data center to be near existing residential area or the river." Prove Bart right. Prior to this evening, there has been extensive amounts of Yorkville land rezoned annexed for general manufacturing. 270 acres of land southwest of our neighborhood, west of Beecher Road and north of US 34 was rezoned for general manufacturing for DMYFLLP. Over 200 plus acres of land north of Faction of Edelman have also been rezoned to manufacturing in anticipation of Denner Sayers constructed for Hagman Trust. The Hagman Trust and Cyrus One Data Center is already moving forward with plans for 9 data center buildings, an electrical station, and 6 storm water basins. A new proposal to rezone A1 agricultural manufacturing for future data center just north of Faction. This proposal land is DMYF looks. I reiterate all these recent upcoming rezonings and annexations to the council to show the proposed Hammond Kalaka LLC in our neighborhood is redundant and unwarranted. I was here the night of the council proposed for the rezoning of A1 agricultural north of Edelman and Hagman Trust. Two of the council members voted no for the rezoning since it would directly impact 2 current Yorkville residents and needed further information to provide voting yes. Tonight, that number has increased to 23 directly and over 100 indirectly. My wife and I moved to Yorkville to grow our family and be part of a welcoming community. While working on recent home improvements, I have intrusive thoughts crawling in my mind. Do we continue to make our houses homes, or is Hammond Kalaka LLC and this Yorkville Council pushing for us to put for sale signs in front of our yard? We did not sign up to live in manufacturing zones. Some key highlights against data centers are excess light pollution, noise pollution, manufacturing traffic our neighborhood streets cannot support, ample amount of energy consumption for work, and maintaining outdated cooling systems. As far as I am aware, successes for Yorkville data centers are still waiting to be seen. On average, a data center can last 10 to 15 years, depending on maintenance and the ever-evolving digital development. Let the existing area zone for data centers pave the way to prove Yorkville data centers are worth it, not the Kylan and Kendall Marketplace residents. We are here tonight to ask for your help, to prove Bart Olson's thoughts of the council right. Tonight is our neighborhood one chance to keep our houses homes. Over 450 acres of land are already in development for data centers in Yorkville, with more on the way. Data for Yorkville data centers are still unproven prior to making this major decision tonight. The Yorkville website states that the United City of Yorkville is located in the fourth fastest growing country in the nation. 2022, the population of Yorkville was shy of 24,000. 2023 was nearing 25,000. This council recently approved the residential expansion with approval for the Heartland Meadows West, proving the council believes in our neighborhood to grow residentially. Allow Kyland and Kendall Marketplace to grow residentially and not be converted to a manufacturing zone. Prove Bart right about the council. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Yep, just step forward. Oh, there's two of you. You figure out who wants to go first.
Members of the City Council, Todd Vanderwein. I live at 2341 Iroquois Lane in the Kyland Ridge Division. I back up, my our yard backs up directly to this piece of property that talked about zoning. Some of the information we've heard tonight about the maximum height of the building and the 250-foot setbacks appear to be a good start to trying to bring this into a usable thing. I'm opposed to the annexation in general because I don't think manufacturing zoning needs to be up against this very residential area. And it's kind of ironic because a few years ago, I came to the City Council. I had a small business. It was a gun business. And even in my license said manufacturing. And I asked for an exemption because I wasn't going to be doing any physical manufacturing. I wasn't going to be doing anything close to this. And the City Council said no. The majority of the people here said no. I could not move my business into my garage, even though it was not going to change the traffic flow, it was not going to impact my neighborhood, even though all my neighbors thought it was just fine for what I was going to be doing. You said no. And I don't think when you're talking about the couple hundred square feet that were in my garage is where I was going to be operating out of. And now you're talking about putting, you know, a building on a couple hundred acres or multiple buildings on a couple hundred acres. If you're going to do anything, it definitely needs to be south towards 34. And again, I'm still opposed to it, but it would, you need to take into consideration that it has to be south of the pond that's behind Home Depot. The people at Blackberry Shores don't deserve to be backed up against a 100-foot berm. And I don't even know how that's even going to be workable because as an operating engineer, if it's a mobile slope, that's 3-to-1 at 100 feet tall. That means that the base has to be 300 feet wide. That's just the typical math. But I guess, I came to the City Council. I tried to follow the rules when I hit my small business. You said no. I turned around, relocated my business to Plano for a few years. During that time, I generated over $150,000 in sales tax that did not go to the Village of Yorkville because we relocated because you said no. But I'm fearful that the dollar signs that I've heard bandying about for this project just overwhelm that kind of thing. So I would say that if you are unwilling to grant a variance to me, I don't think there should be a variance here. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good evening. My name is Dawn Watson. I live at 604 Yellowstone Lane. And I just wanted to express my concerns about the possible annexation of this property. My concerns are have a multitude of reasons. My first reason is that we moved to our home in 2016 because of the wonderful residential area that it is. And I don't live in Kylands Ridge. I live in Cannonball Estates, which is right next to Kylands Ridge and would still be impacted by this annexation. The reason why we chose this subdivision is it was Halloween time. And we started driving around and we noticed all of the communities, all of the kids that were outside playing and all of the Halloween decorations that were out. And we're like, oh my gosh, this is such a family-centered community. How is it that we are having a family-centered community with Kylands Ridge, Blackberry Shores, Cannonball Estates, and Whispering Meadows, and now we're looking at it turning it into industrial? It's not industrial. We are not an industrial area. We do not want to live in an industrial area. First of all, aesthetically, it looks horrible, but let's think about the safety pieces. One, there's an increase with pollution. Let's talk about those small children that are playing outside. We don't need them exposed to additional pollution. When I ask Google, Google AI, about how safe it is to live by a data center, looking at the EMFs and the RFs, and I do think they're somewhat of a credible source, even though I don't recommend my own students using AI. I do think they're a credible source here, considering data centers are helping AI. And it said, according to the current scientific understanding, living a few hundred feet away from a data center is generally considered safe enough to avoid any negative effects from EMF and RF radiation, as the levels emitted are typically well below the safety standards. However, if concerned, maintaining a distance of a quarter mile or more should be considered prudent based on precautionary measures. So if AI is telling me, hey, you don't want to live that close to a data center, perhaps we should listen to AI and not live that close to a data center. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Please.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Schrader, and I'm at 889 Canyon Trail. I'm on the board for our Highland Ridge Homeowners Association. I didn't really write anything, but I just wanted to express I'm really opposed to this. I've lived in my home since 2003. My kids have grown up in it, and I hope my grandchildren grow up in it, but having a data center literally in my backyard, scary. I'm a breast cancer survivor, and now her telling me that this could be a danger to my health, again, it's not okay. I would like for you guys to feel, how would you feel if that was in your backyard? I mean, really think about it. Like, how would you feel if it was literally in your backyard? You wouldn't want it either. Yorkville, that's not. There's so much land in Yorkville that they can put it. Not right behind all these homes, all these families. And we're an amazing neighborhood. And you're just gonna ruin it. So I oppose it, and I really hope you guys listen to us, because we really, all of us up here do not want it. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Oh, you got one more? What's that?
Don Bartoloni, 1171 Blackboard, Charlotte.
I'm sorry, could you repeat your name?
Don Bartoloni.
Thank you.
I live at 1171 Blackberry Shore Lane. I'm on the end of the block. I got half of the cul-de-sac. When we were at the last meeting for the approved data center, they had two homes there. The people said, buy us out. They wrote them a check. Buy us out.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Yep. There's two of you, however you want to do it.
Hi there, my name is Sarah Tesh. I live at 1184 Western Lane, so I'm right where Western and Iroquois meet, that eyebrow there. I just, very simply, unprepared, but want to support and register my support for the other speakers and for my neighbors. And we are drilling down on a specific, but I want you all to think about what Yorkville is going to look like in the big picture. I moved here in 2008, met a nice guy, he was already here, moved my family here, absolutely fell in love with Yorkville. I love that we have horse farms and a water park and family stuff and green and a wonderful forest preserve. And I don't want us to miss out on creating and continuing to create the beauty that is Yorkville. I thought at one point we were gonna move. I didn't think Yorkville was going to realize its full potential. And then something sort of clicked and changed, and it's been doing a great job growing, but we need to grow the right way. And putting a data center in that triangle. I don't begrudge anybody wanting to sell farmland that they've hung onto for a long time. I don't begrudge us growing, but in the right ways, in beautiful ways that make people want to stay, that keep our real estate at the level that it needs to be at. So I just ask you to picture what you really want your field to look like if you were in Kylan's Ridge looking at a potential data center. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mine's a little less factual and a little bit emotional, so I wrote it down. My name is Bailey Carabota. Earlier you heard from my husband, Brian. As he mentioned, we live on Blackberry Shore, and our home backs up to the property being discussed today. So when we moved into our home in 2022, we came with our one-year-old daughter. I was 8 months pregnant with our son. This home in the Gordville community was one that we felt a really strong connection to. Combined all the conveniences of suburbia and the laid-back quietness of cornfields and farmland, this home in the neighborhood was one that we intended to stay in for the rest of our lives. With open residential lots still available on our street, we imagined these homes being built and filled with families similar to ours. We imagined those lots filled and we'd finally have a sidewalk that went all the way down the street so our kids could safely ride their bikes to their grandmother's house or the park. And now we fear that converting the land directly behind our homes to manufacturing, especially with the current annexation terms, will not only bring non-residential traffic, constant noise and light pollution, but it's likely to impact the value of our homes and the empty lots to be filled. Who knows if our sidewalk will ever be complete for the kids to enjoy. We, like many other homeowners who will be affected, have poured so much time, money, and love into our homes. Please don't promote the destruction of our investments and consider the number of lives impacted by these decisions. It's not just the homeowners here today, but every member in that community and their families. Many parents don't have the luxury of stepping away from their kids late on a weekday evening like I do. I'm gracious for the support of my mother who lives down the street from us, who's able to watch the kids, and I'm proud to represent the parents who can't be here and are affected by the situation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Is there anyone in Zoom? Oh, sorry. Anyone in Zoom want to speak? No? Okay, go ahead. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Sarah Chilelli. I live at 2397 Iroquois Lane. And I just want to say that I oppose the data centers coming in. I don't have anything prepared, sorry. But
Okay. Just
I've lived in this neighborhood since 2004 when we built the house there. And it was open, you know, aside from our neighborhood, Whispering Meadows wasn't even there at that point. And it would just be nice if, like everyone else has said, if the area was preserved with the openness and the green space. We don't need manufacturing right behind our homes. Like, nobody wants to look outside of their, you know, back windows and see manufacturing plants or be kept up at night because of lights and things like that. And then there's the impact of the safety issue and everything like that. So I just want to say that I oppose it, and I hope you'll take all of our comments into consideration. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? No one else? I will close the public hearing at 7:30. Thank you very much. So, Christy, just so people are aware, what is the next step for this?
Tomorrow night there is a public hearing.
Can't hear you.
It's on. But tomorrow night there's a public...
No, it's not.
A public hearing? Oh, God. There's a public hearing tomorrow night? Sorry.
A public hearing tomorrow night.
At
7 p.m. at Planning and Zoning Commission for the rezoning.
So if you couldn't hear, there is a public hearing tomorrow night at 7 p.m. for the Planning and Zoning Commission, and it's a public hearing as well?
Correct.
And that's here as well?
That is here in this room.
So you can come back tomorrow. It's a different set of people up here, not the council. And then after that, what is the potential next step?
It is anticipated to be at the March 11th City Council meeting for a vote.
Okay, thank you very much. Bart, did you have anything you wanted to add? Okay, thank you. Okay, next, we have citizen comments on anything on the agenda. So if anyone would like to comment on anything on the agenda, please step forward and same process, just state your name.
Good evening. Thank you for having me here this evening. My name is Tom Ryan. I'm a project developer for New Leaf Energy. And one of the things on the agenda is about the solar project on Ament Road. I've been working on this project for a while now. We got the interconnection with ComEd back in 2022. I've worked with Christy on this for a bit. We had it on pause for a little bit back in the end of 2023-2024 when you were making some updates to the ordinance. And then after that, we went through trying to see if we wanted to do a pre-annexation for this parcel because it's located 1.5 miles, well, exactly 0.85 miles to the south of the border of the jurisdictional area of Yorkville. There was a vote through the city council to not pre-annex this parcel just because it was a little out there. But all of our plans were made according to the comprehensive plan. It is to the south in the area that is planned to be agricultural. So what I've been doing since then is we've been working with Kendall County and Kendall Township on this. One report just came out, I think Christy might have given you a printed report, was we were waiting for a stormwater permit signature from WBK, which we got. We actually had a meeting with them a while ago on this, but in the meantime, I've been working directly with Kendall Township, with Steve Grebner and the planning committee there to figure out anything that would make them feel more happy. We were putting pollinators underneath the solar field, which will help with erosion and prevent stormwater runoff, but there were some things that they felt would make it better, so we added to that some detention ponds on the south side of it. So that is why that just got signed today, which I think you should see that in front of you there. So what we're looking for is for approval from City Council on this project to continue forward working with, I'm still going to work with Kendall Township on the smaller details and then bring them to the county level. So I'd be happy to answer any questions if they come up today on this project. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to have citizen comments on items on the agenda? Okay, thank you very much. Next, we have the consent agenda with minutes from January 14th, January 28th, bill payments for approval totaling $629,391.00. We have an EDC resolution 2516, approving IGA for reciprocal building inspection services between the United States of Yorkville and Kendall County. And that IGA has been going on for what, 15 years probably?
About 12 years.
12 years, okay. Yes, wrong. But, so, I'm looking for a motion in a second.
So moved.
Second.
Coke? Oh, wow. Who was over here?
Whoever was, though.
Was that you, Plocher?
Sure.
Wow. Welcome tonight.
Howdy.
Okay. As Mr. Funkhauser always points out, there's no discussion on this, correct? Roll call, please.
Coke?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Tranzier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Motion carries.
That was very interesting. The motion and the second were the first two votes. Is it always that way or just coincidental?
The start, yeah.
Is it? That's pretty awesome. I never paid attention to that. Okay, next we have Mayor's Report. Oh, we got quite a bit of stuff going on here. Item one under the mayor's report. I'm looking for a motion and a second to approve a resolution authorizing the purchase of lightning detection equipment in an amount not to exceed $35,400. This will affect the Beecher Park, the Riverfront Park, and the Circle Center YIS lightning detectors.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. We got a second ready. Thank you. Any discussion? Yes, sir.
Pleased to see it being done. Nothing is more infuriating than having that thing go off on a beautiful June night and having some parents say, why aren't you taking the kids off the field? The lightning detector's going off without a cloud in the sky. And others saying, leave those kids on the field. It's a beautiful night. So this is going to resolve some of those problems that we've experienced.
Hopefully this will be a little more accurate. Obviously, after 15, 20 years, technology will be updated. The software will be better. It'll give us better, accurate information.
Good. No more parents yelling at me when it goes off on a beautiful sunny night.
We get it quite a bit as well.
Great.
Dan, just remember, the weather is always 50-50 on the accuracy. So
I don't know. The night I was out there, it was gorgeous. It was beeping.
Other questions or comments?
It's Dan's electric personality.
That's what it is. Yeah, you got that right.
Anything else? Roll call, please.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Cope.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next, we have a settlement agreement for the police department in the packet. Is there a motion and a second?
Motion.
Second.
Terulis, Soling. Any discussion? Roll call.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Cope.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Ooh, I gotta go over this agenda. I had the wrong agenda. Those items were on the agenda. Okay, now we have item 5, which is crazy. This is how we count nowadays. 3 and 4 are later in the agenda. Okay, I'm item 2512. I'm looking for a motion to approve a resolution of the United States of Yorkville approving sales tax revenue sharing agreement with Costco Wholesale Corporation.
So moved.
Second.
Soling, Merrick, discussion? Roll call.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay. Next, Public Works. I can turn that over, don't I?
One item. A motion to approve a resolution approving an intergovernmental agreement between the United City of Yorkville and the State of Illinois, parentheses, Route 47 expansion, and that's Water Parkway to Jericho Road, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute, and it's a simple majority.
Second
by Merrick. Bart, we just touched on this briefly.
Yeah, this is the agreement that will cover the construction and our funding of improvements related to the Route 47 expansion, generally north of the city, between Water Parkway and Jericho Road, so county line, baseline road up there. It covers things like medians, stoplights, preemption, emergency signals, and utility relocations. Well, we talked about this at the January Public Works Committee meeting. There were two items still outstanding, which were the ownership, maintenance, and then funding for the culvert or the bridge at baseline and Route 47. We have an older bridge right there that's just outside the IDOT right-of-way that is going to be completely rebuilt, and generally within the IDOT right-of-way after it's constructed, because the intersection will be much larger. The city had initially objected to the ownership and maintenance of that culvert because the culvert is going to be integral to the actual intersection design and structure of the intersection. And we've tried to tell IDOT that we don't think that we should have to maintain or pay for that long term. They have not relented. They've looked at their policies, and basically, the precedent has been in other jurisdictions that a similar situation ends up being the cost and responsibility of the municipality. So we've lost that one. And on the second one, we've also lost, which was the energy costs and maintenance costs for the Galena Road and Route 47 intersection signal, which is an intersection of a state road and a county road, so we have no jurisdiction there. There are different IDOT rules and maintenance requirements that basically says the county is not responsible for the intersection signal costs for energy and maintenance long term, and the state can't take that over, so it has to be the local municipal jurisdiction, even if the roadway isn't ours per se. So we've been on the loss end of that one as well, and the agreement in the packet reflects both of those things, as well as all the items that we talked about at a prior Public Works Committee meeting. So at this point, I think we've challenged them enough. They've shown different documents to us at staff level, and we're comfortable recommending approval because I don't think that there's a way around it.
Questions, comments? Mr. Funkhauser?
What fiscal year do we expect to start paying on some of these bills?
That's a good question.
Rob, do you know off the top of your head if it was fiscal year 26 or?
I believe it's FY 26.
Yeah, it starts in 26, and it's generally a 3-year construction project, so it should stretch out between 27 and 28.
Other questions? Roll call.
Trenzier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Anything else? No? Perfect. Economic Development Committee.
No report.
Public Safety Committee.
No report.
Admin Committee.
No report.
Park Board.
Just one report, even though we're about a month away. Yorkville St. Patrick's Day is on Saturday, March 15th. Starts at 9 a.m. with the South Bank 5K run, and then the parade shortly afterwards at 11 a.m.
Sweet. Kind of exciting. Just around the corner.
Special and season start.
The last 3 years have been pretty chilly, right?
Very cold.
But COVID, though, wasn't. It was 2021. 2020, I think we canceled everything, other than the own personal parade we had. But
the following year,
it was nice and warm, wasn't it?
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was. That was fun. So, anyway, just a little sidebar there. Okay, what are we on to now? The Planning and Zoning Commission? Oh, fun topic of the night. The Planning and Zoning Commission. Oh, do I have to read this?
Yeah.
Is that the same as this, or is that different?
Yeah. The mile and a half.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I had two different agendas going here. Looking for a motion to approve PZC 2430 and EDC 2507, Kendall County Petition 2430, a 1.5 mile review for south of 9949 and 10021 Ament Road.
So moved.
Soling, is there a second? Second by who was it? Cornels. Any discussion? Roll call.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Nay.
Trenzier.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Was it 6-2?
Mm-hmm.
Tell the guys in the county I was wrong. Good to see you, Keith. City Council report. Anything?
No report.
City Clerk report?
No report.
Community Liaison report? Nothing?
This week.
Oh, go ahead.
Not this week.
Oh, not this week, as I just said. Okay. Staff report?
No reports.
Mayor's report continued. Public Works and Park Department facility update.
Project is out to bid. I think it's out to bid for another couple weeks. And again, we are anticipating an agenda item in front of you on March 11th to review those bids.
Excellent. Any questions on that? It's exciting. We're getting closer on that. Lake Michigan Water Project update.
I have nothing to report.
Nothing? Here. Okay. That's exciting, too. Just nothing to report. Additional business? Any citizens want to comment on anything not on the agenda? Okay. We will have executive session.
Oh, wait. There's...
Oh, I'm so sorry. You step forward and state your name for the record. I apologize. You're being too polite over there. I missed that. I apologize.
I just couldn't decide if I wanted to say anything.
That's fine.
My name is Michelle Bryan. I am the principal of Grand Reserve Elementary School, and I am here just pleading for attention and diligence for the traffic in the Grand Reserve neighborhood, given the new construction directly across from the school.
Thank you. And I normally don't have discussion, but since I run the meeting, I'm allowed to. I did discuss that with staff today, the police chief and administrator, and we have some ideas we think will help. We're not sure. We need to talk to schools. We're going to try. There's limited things we can do, but we're going to try. Okay? Thank you very much. Appreciate you stepping forward. Anyone else? Make sure I didn't miss anyone. Raise your hand. Okay, now we will do executive session. There will be no action after executive session. You're all welcome to stick around if you want. If you want to talk to any of us, we're pretty boring people. But you're welcome to stick around while we do executive session. But afterwards, we're just going to adjourn. So thank you all for coming tonight.
Motion to?
Motion. Oh, yeah, I need the motion second. Thank you. Okay. So, Merrick, second.
For what?
For litigation when an action against affecting is pending or for the appointment, compensation of employees. Okay, roll call.
Aye.
Merrick. Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Tarulas?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, 8:25, motion adjourned. Soling, Cornelius, all favor, aye. We are now adjourned. Thank you all. Dan, it took a few more minutes.